Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 300, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. Now, every other weekday, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, but on Fridays, I answer your questions. And today is actually a little bit extra special. Today marks 300 episodes. That's 60 weeks of doing this show. And in fact, my fellow podcasters from our Optimal Living Daily family are also celebrating milestones. So a very happy 400 episodes to Dan from Optimal Finance Daily, a very happy 200 episodes to Lee and Justin from Optimal Living Daily Business and Startups, and a very happy 100 to Jocelyn from Optimal Living Daily Relationships. We're all so happy and so grateful to have made it this far, and we hope to continue for hundreds of more episodes. All right, let's get back to today's Q&A episode. Let's hear the question and start optimizing your life.
I'm just wondering if there's any tips to getting off the last 10 pounds after 30-pound weight loss and breaking through kind of the plateau I've been stuck at for over a month. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your question, Jenny. First, congratulations on your progress so far. What you've already accomplished was no easy feat. Second, know that in my experience, after helping hundreds of individuals lose weight, one of the biggest challenges is in fact breaking through that plateau. Losing that last few pounds to reach that goal weight can be so frustrating, especially when you've been doing everything right and your body simply stops responding. And what I also like about your question, Jenny, is that it flows nicely with our topics from our episodes this past week. It kind of pulls everything back together. Now, let me explain about what this plateau means. When you reach a plateau with weight loss, there are a couple of things going on. The first is something that surprises most people. When you lose weight, your metabolism slows down. I repeat, because this probably doesn't make intuitive sense. When you lose weight, your metabolism slows down. So remember, the word metabolism is referring to the number of calories you burn in one day. A large portion of those calories you burn every day is due to keeping your organs functioning, to helping you breathe, to powering your brain, digesting, absorbing nutrients, etc. So how is it possible that someone who carries more weight has a higher metabolism? This is because when our bodies are forced to carry more weight, we burn more calories as a result of that. So shouldn't then it be easier for those that are overweight or obese to lose weight? In short, yeah. This is partly why when starting a diet or when trying to lose weight initially, the first few pounds come off relatively easily. Some of this weight is probably just water weight and maybe some muscle wasting, not so much fat loss, but that's a different episode altogether. Now here's what happens when you plateau. Your metabolism, again, has gradually slowed down as the weight was coming off. So you'll be following the same meal plan, the same exercise routine, the ones that have been working so well over the past few weeks and months. The weight will be coming off and then bam, nothing. Weight loss stops. Now, if your metabolism is slowed down and yet you're consuming about the same number of calories and doing the same exercises, you will plateau. Still confused? Okay, I hope this helps. If you're not driving right now, do this with me. Raise your left arm above your head directly in front of you, kind of like a front shoulder raise. Got it? Okay. Now raise your right hand directly in front of you in the same fashion, but keep it at shoulder height. Okay, so your left hand should be higher than your right. That's the goal right now. Now, slowly start to lower your left hand, keeping your right hand still. The left hand, as you're lowering it, represents your metabolism slowing down as you lose weight. Your right hand, again, which shouldn't be moving, represents the diet and exercise routine you've been following. That's why your right hand isn't moving. It's supposed to be stable. Now, eventually, as you continue lowering your left hand, it's going to line up with your right. That moment where they line up represents the plateau. So, how can you break through the plateau then? If I was successful with this demonstration, you actually already know the answer. You need to find ways to move your right hand. That means you have to change either your diet or your exercise routine or both. Now, in my experience, individuals usually find it a bit nicer to modify their exercise routine. This is often because they feel very comfortable with the meal plan they've created. They found their rhythm. Also, sometimes folks are following a low-calorie diet as it is, so having them cut even more calories could be dangerous. But with exercise, it's not quite as traumatic to mix things up a bit. So that would be my recommendation to you, Jenny. Start changing up your exercise routine. Now, there are many ways to go about this. I'll give you some examples. If you normally just do cardio, add in some resistance training. It could be bodyweight exercises, lifting actual dumbbells and barbells, using resistance bands, whatever suits you. Now, why would this help? Resistance training is one of the best ways to build muscle quickly. And muscle is very active tissue and helps increase our metabolism by burning calories for us. Now, when it comes to actually doing cardio, if you have been doing the same thing, think about changing the intensity. So if you normally walk for 30 minutes, jog instead. Now, I don't expect you to jog for 30 minutes straight. That would be a lot. Even if you end up jogging for only 5 or 10 minutes and then walk the other 20 minutes, that's fine. So why would this help? Well, by increasing the intensity, you will burn more calories during that 5 or 10 minute jog than you would if you just walked. And we're finding through a lot of good data that by incorporating high intensity activity like this, you not only burn more calories during the workout, but we find there's somewhat of an afterburn effect, which means the body continues to burn more calories, meaning your metabolism actually goes up a little bit after you finish the workout. What a nice added bonus. Now, when it comes to diet, if you feel you can modify your diet and still be consuming at a minimum 1,500 calories each day, then that may help too. But again, don't cut your calories too much because that could be risky and you're going to end up having those cravings and feeling starving like I talked about in yesterday's episode. And as always, be sure your healthcare provider is aware of your diet and weight loss goals. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I hope this helps, Jenny. I wish you all the best as you smash through your weight loss plateau. And again, Jenny's going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. And if you want to have a chance to win and have your question answered on the show, come by oldpodcast.com and send in your audio question. You can also call it in. The number is 61. I love OHD. I can't believe it. That's 300 episodes of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for your support, for listening every day, listening all the way through, for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.